The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, nothing hidden that will not be made known. That is going to be a reality for every single person. And there are two aspects to that. First of all, within our own soul. If we stand, well, when we stand before God, if we have not confessed certain sins, they're going to be shown to us. In other words, if there is something that you are aware of that is on your soul, and you are intentionally not confessing it for whatever reason, that's going to be brought to you. The tragedy is that if that's a mortal sin, we know what the result of that is going to be. So you really need to look very seriously at that and ask the question, is a couple of minutes worth of humility in the confessional worth losing my salvation over? Why would I not want to confess it? Because I'm embarrassed, perhaps? Because it's shameful? Remember, the priest in the confessional is not there to condemn you. He is there to forgive you. He's not there to judge you. He is there to bring the mercy of God to you. There is nothing to be afraid of. He's not there to scream at you, to yell at you, to make fun of you, to do any of those things. The priest sitting in the confessional is just as big a sinner as you are, perhaps even bigger. And so he knows what it's like to be on the other side of the confessional. Remember, the priest can't look in the mirror and forgive his own sins. He has to go to confession to another priest and acknowledge what it is that he's done. And so if there's anything you're aware of, don't be afraid. Now that said, especially for those that are getting a bit older, one of the temptations that the devil likes to bring up as we get older is the question of, did I confess everything? Maybe I forgot something. And then you start driving yourself nuts, going back and looking over your life and trying to figure out if there's something you missed, or maybe I didn't confess this well enough, or maybe this, or maybe that. Those are temptations. Tell the devil to get lost. So what I'm saying is, if there's something you are aware of, something that you know, and you're intentionally not bringing it up. Now again, you have to realize, if that's the case, the confession was a sacrilege. So when you go to confession, not only do you have to confess what you have not been confessing, you have to confess any mortal sins other than that, and you have to confess the sacrilege of having not confessed something on purpose. Now, if you honestly forgot something, well, then it was an honest mistake. God's not going to hold that against you. In fact, because it was your intention to confess it, he will forgive you. But if you remember next week that there's something you forgot, yeah, just tell the priest and let him know this happened however long ago, so he knows it wasn't, you know, that you just had forgotten it, but you just, you know, so that way you're bringing it up, you're dealing with it, you're getting it out of there, no problem. Now, the other part that we have to recognize when the Lord talks about everything, because remember, anything that you have confessed and it has been forgiven is gone. Gone forever. On the day of your judgment, you will not hear about anything that you have confessed and has been forgiven. It is gone. It has been removed from your soul. It is no longer there. It is destroyed forever. Now that said, there is the general judgment. So at our particular judgment, none of those things is going to come up, unless we have intentionally not brought it to the Lord. On the day of the general judgment, absolutely everything is going to be revealed. Absolutely everything. Every sin that every person in the history of humanity has ever committed is going to be brought out. Understand at that point, because you might gulp at that point and say, oh, I thought this was never going to be heard of again. It's not. Well, what about the general judgment? What's the purpose of the general judgment? It's not to condemn anybody. because your own particular judgment will have already occurred. So you already know where you're going to be for eternity. The purpose of the general judgment, in which literally every single thing is going to be revealed, is so that every person can recognize the mercy of God. All the souls in heaven are going to be able to glorify God even more for the rest of eternity because they recognize His mercy. The souls in hell will actually be in greater torment because they will recognize that had they just humbled themselves a little bit and confessed their sins, they too could have been forgiven. And they're going to look at souls who are in heaven and say, that person committed sins that are way worse than mine. But they confessed them. They were repentant and they've been forgiven. And I didn't repent and here I am for the rest of eternity. Now, understand, everyone who is in heaven, assuming that that's where we all go, I'm not a universalist, don't worry about that, but nonetheless, let's just say, for instance, we all wind up going to heaven, and you get to look at my sins and I get to look at yours, you're not going to be sitting there going, aha, I knew it! Or you're not going to be scandalized and say, oh my goodness, I can't believe that he did something so horrible. Because when you're in heaven, it's pure charity. You're not going to look at anybody else with condemnation. You're not going to look at anybody else with judgment, nor is anybody going to look at you that way. Instead, what they're going to do is exactly what a priest should do in the confessional, and that is rejoice that your sins have been forgiven. To rejoice that you're in the state of grace, to rejoice that you are in heaven at that point. That's what the saints are going to be doing, not looking at everybody and making judgments about them. Because I can guarantee you every single person in heaven is going to think of themselves as the worst sinner who ever walked the face of the earth. Doesn't mean that they've necessarily committed the biggest sin, but they're looking at the grace that God gave them and their disobedience to His grace, and they will see themselves then as a worse sinner than whatever person committed the most heinous crime, because that person maybe wasn't given as much grace as me. And therefore, how can I condemn them when what I did, based on the grace that I've received, is actually worse than what they did? For the souls in hell, they're not going to be looking at you that way either, because it's going to be so devastating for them individually. Because remember, in hell, it's all about themselves. It's pure selfishness. And so that's all they're going to be interested in, is looking at themselves. And it's going to be a devastating thing for them. So on the day of general judgment, literally when everything is exposed, have nothing to worry about. The only thing to worry about is getting to heaven, staying in the state of grace and getting to heaven. That's the only thing to be concerned about. If you've confessed your sins, they're gone, so let them go. Don't keep dragging them around with you. Don't think that you're not forgiven. Don't worry that anything's going to happen. Just let them go. God did. We need to as well. Yeah, we have to admit that we've done them, but we don't define ourselves by our sins. And if you're doing that, let it go. Define yourself by who you are in relationship to our blessed Lord, not in relationship to Satan and your sins, because that's not who you are. Just focus on Jesus and drawing closer to Him and loving Him more so that you will have the entrance into heaven all prepared for you. That's what's important. Get rid of sin. Don't just confess the sins and then think you can do them again, because that's presumption. work to overcome the sins in your life so that you're living a truly holy and virtuous life. Then you have nothing to fear in any way. So, confidence in the Lord, confidence in His mercy, be at peace, and just look forward. Yes, one day it will all be shown. But even for the person who sees their own sin, that's going to result in glorifying God even more, because He could be merciful to a sinner like me.